Ann Arbor City Council unanimously passed an ordinance amendment to let them return old percent for art funds to their source. However, that's only made the debate over the public art program more intense. Council postponed a pair of resolutions to return funds. Councilmember Saber Briere introduced a plan for over $900,000 to be returned, but it included a request for the city administrator to assist in transitioning the public art program.
For us to be able to go in that direction, we need to actually have the funds to come up with a plan. Planning takes money, takes staff time, or it takes consultant time. And we need to know what it's going to cost to have a contract or an agreement or a new employee.
Councilmember Jane Lum and others, however, reject the proposal they describe as too vague.
You know, you go off and say, okay, we want the administrator to come up with something in fiscal year for fiscal year 15 and 16 budgets. I mean, yeah, is this going to be a full-time art administrator? Is this going to be an in-house person? Are we going to contract this work out? What are the trade-offs? What are we going to pay for this administrative work? None of that is clarified. I'm not just going to blindly sign off to something like this.
Lum says her resolution was cleaner and also returned less money because it maintained funding for an art project at the Argo Cascades. The debate continues to leave former arts administrator Aaron Seagraves without a job. A six-month extension to his contract was defeated 2 weeks ago, but has been reintroduced and is postponed at least until council's first meeting in March. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.